Imagine a world where the most advanced subsea crafts don't just function, but perform with flawless, almost intuitive precision.
Yeah, like they just know.
Exactly. A world where every technician, every operator is not merely skilled, but has achieved this, well, this profound level of mastery.
Mm-hmm.
This isn't some futuristic vision from a sci-fi novel, right? It's the meticulous, high-stakes reality cultivated by programs like the Victim Maintainer Program.
It really is. Down to earth, but incredibly high-tech.
Today, we're taking a deep dive into the Victim Maintainer Program. We're going to try and dissect its unique, multi-tiered structure.
The one designed to forge that very precision.
Right, and instill unwavering confidence and ensure, you know, mission-ready excellence in these incredibly demanding environments.
Absolutely crucial.
We'll be drawing our insights from the Victim Maintainer Competency Matrix and Learning Journey, which sounds pretty comprehensive.
It is. It's a detailed roadmap authored by instructional systems designer Ed Rafe, outlines the whole rigorous progression.
Okay, Ed Rafe.
Yeah.
And we'll also explore the ingenuity behind something called a VICTA Submarine Crew Training Escape Room.
Ah, yeah, the escape room. That brings a different dimension.
A gamified simulation, bringing high-pressure scenarios to life. So our mission for you, as we unpack all this, is to illuminate how this program doesn't just teach skills.
No, it's deeper than that.
But cultivates a deep, almost innate expertise applicable in, well, pretty much any field demanding absolute excellence.
That's the goal, really.
Okay, let's unpack this. This whole concept of a maintainer program, especially for something as complex as a subsea craft, sounds incredibly specialized.
It is specialized, definitely.
What's the foundational philosophy here?
Well, what's fascinating from a design perspective is how the program isn't just about training individuals. It's about preparing operators and technicians for one of the most advanced subsea crafts in the world,
yep.
Ensuring a culture of unwavering readiness. It's not a checklist. It's really a journey.
A journey.
Yeah, deliberately structured into three distinct tiers of professional growth. Each one builds upon the last.
Right.
And it instills pride and professional identity through things like certification badges.
Ah, the badges. Yeah. Sense of achievement.
Exactly. And it even aligns with the demanding standards of, say, maritime tradition and even special forces. Because the stakes are just, well, they're incredibly high.
A three-tiered journey. That's a powerful framework. Let's delve into that first crucial step, learning to see the craft.
Mm-hmm.
What does that foundational phase truly entail for an apprentice maintainer, the one who earns the CAM or Certified Apprentice Maintainer designation?
So for an apprentice, learning to see the craft, it's not just about ticking boxes on a checklist. It's about developing an almost intuitive understanding of its basic rhythms.
Rhythms, okay.
Think of them as the guardians of readiness basics. They're internalizing safety protocols until they become second nature.
Got it.
Recognizing the healthy hum of a battery, spotting the subtle stress points on a hull, you know, that kind of thing.
The fundamentals.
This foundational tier focuses on executing protocols faithfully, building crucial procedural confidence and safety discipline. Their core modules introduce them to the subsea craft itself.
Okay.
Foundational hull and structural integrity checks, essential battery handling basics, and stringent operational safety protocols.
And the milestones.
Milestones here include achieving specific safety certifications, conducting supervised hull inspections, and participating in battery simulations. All designed to deeply ingrain those fundamental processes.
So it's about forging a foundational connection and reliability.
Yeah.
Making the basics truly second nature.
Exactly.
Once an apprentice can see the craft, the next level, journeyman, demands a whole new kind of foresight, doesn't it?
It really does.
How do they begin to anticipate its needs? What's the fundamental shift a journeyman or CJM needs to make?
At this stage, the shift is profound. Journeymen evolve into proactive problem solvers.
Proactive. Okay.
They move beyond just following procedures to actively diagnosing complex systems.
Ah, diagnostics.
Right. Interpreting the craft's digital heartbeat through telemetry data.
Telemetry. So the live data feeds.
Precisely. The real-time stream of health metrics, performance indicators, diagnostic signals. Everything the craft constantly broadcasts.
And they need to understand what it means.
Exactly. Mastering this means understanding what those signals mean for the craft's future. And they're expertly managing its configuration.
Configuration management, too.
Their modules delve into advanced non-destructive testing NDT techniques for hull integrity.
NDT, like ultrasound.
Yeah, things like that. Achieving mastery over the fly-by-wire control system, which is basically the craft's digital nervous system.
Wow.
Translating subtle commands into precise, almost instinctual movements. They also tackle advanced propulsion diagnostics and data-driven maintenance strategies.
And milestones for them.
Milestones at this tier include performing rigorous functional tests, submitting detailed data-backed reports, and earning certifications for condition-based maintenance CBM tools.
CBM tools.
Yeah, it's about not just fixing problems, but genuinely preventing them.
That transition from seeing to anticipating sounds like a significant cognitive leap, moving from reactive to truly proactive.
It is. It's a big step.
And then we reach the pinnacle, the master maintainer, the CMM. What does it mean to truly own the craft at this elite level, beyond even the most complex technical fixes?
Right. So at the master level, owning the craft means stepping beyond even the most complex technical repairs. Hmm. Master maintainers become, well, they're described as custodians of operational excellence.
Custodians. I like that.
Strategic architects for the craft's entire operational life cycle. They're not just maintainers. They're leaders and strategic influencers.
Leaders? Okay. How so?
They lead entire teams, spearhead critical sea trials, drive design feedback loops directly back to engineering.
Ah, so improving future design.
Exactly, to improve future crafts. And they're instrumental in shaping the program's safety culture.
Safety culture, right.
Their advanced modules cover system-level integration for complex control systems, advanced predictive analytics, deep leadership in safety culture, and comprehensive trials, testing, and continuous improvement processes.
And their milestones must be pretty demanding.
Oh, absolutely. Leading full sea trial cycles, submitting detailed root cause analysis, RCA, and corrective and preventative action KPA reports.
RCA and KPA, standard practice in high reliability fields.
Precisely. And undergoing a rigorous board review to demonstrate their strategic judgment and leadership acumen.
These certainly aren't just academic titles, are they?
Not at all.
The progression sounds less like a series of courses and more like a set of rigorous rites of passage. What exactly are the requirements to move up through these demanding tiers?
You're spot on. They are deliberately stringent. To advance from apprentice to journeyman, for instance, it's not enough to simply attend battery safety training.
Okay.
You must master complex high-risk protocols, proving you can handle these volatile systems with unwavering precision.
Master them.
Right. You also need to complete a supervised maintenance logbook, which isn't just a record, it's a testament to your meticulousness.
Meticulousness.
Meticulously audited to ensure every detail, every procedure, every observation is perfect. Because in this environment, good enough is never truly good enough.
No room for error.
None. To reach the master level, the requirements escalate significantly. You must lead one full maintenance cycle from inspection through sea trial.
A whole cycle.
A whole thing. Submit a comprehensive RCA and KPA report supported by data. Mentor at least two apprentices with documented outcomes.
Mentoring is key.
Crucial. And importantly, pass a leadership board review based on scenario-based judgment. It ensures only the most capable, experienced, and trustworthy individuals reach that highest tier.
That kind of rigor is truly impressive. With such distinct roles and a clear progression, how does the program ensure consistent skill development and assessment across all these varied responsibilities and tiers?
Yeah, that's a really important question for any high-stakes operation, isn't it?
For sure.
The program utilizes a detailed competency matrix. It meticulously maps core competencies across each of the three tiers.
A matrix.
And this matrix isn't just a guideline. It's a living document directly linked to specific assessment instruments used for both certification and ongoing workforce development planning.
Okay.
It covers 8 critical skill areas, making sure nothing, absolutely nothing, is left to chance.
8 areas. That's incredibly thorough. Can you give us an example? Like, how does a specific skill, say, hull and structural integrity, evolve across the apprentice, journeyman, and master tiers? It must be vastly different.
Oh, it truly is. Vastly different levels of engagement. For hull and structural integrity, an apprentice starts with basic visual inspections.
Right, learning the ropes.
Learning to use checklists, understanding fundamental composite care. A journeyman then advances dramatically. They're using sophisticated non-destructive testing techniques.
The NDT again?
Like ultrasound and thermography to identify microfractures, maybe performing initial structural repairs. By the time they reach master level, they are leading entire inspection programs, advising on composite material improvements.
Advising engineering.
Yeah, and ultimately giving the final mission readiness sign-off.
Well, that final say.
Right. And this tiered development is mirrored across all key skill areas, from communication to complex system diagnostics.
And what about data-driven maintenance?
Yeah.
Like CBM and predictive analytics? That sounds like a skill set that would change dramatically at each level.
Oh, absolutely. From data collection to strategic implementation.
How does that work?
You're absolutely right. It's a perfect example. An apprentice in this area would focus on simply recording telemetry and inputting condition reports.
Making sure the data is clean.
Exactly. Ensuring data integrity. The journeyman steps up to interpreting CBM dashboards, running predictive algorithms, performing trend analysis to anticipate issues before they become critical.
Okay, so they're analyzing, predicting.
Right. A master, however, takes on the strategic leadership role. They lead the predictive strategy for the entire craft.
The whole strategy?
Yeah, validate complex models with engineers and establish maintenance intervals based on this advanced data. It's a huge leap from diligent data entry to strategic influence that impacts the craft's long-term operational life.
Huge leap. And leadership itself, that must be vital, especially as they progress. It sounds like it's integrated from the ground up, not just for the top brass.
Indeed. Leadership and mentorship are woven throughout the entire journey. It's not an add-on.
How so?
An apprentice demonstrates reliability and discipline in their work, setting a good example.
Leading by example.
Right. A journeyman actively mentors new apprentices and contributes to peer learning, sharing their growing expertise and helping others grow.
Passing it on.
Finally, a master maintainer is explicitly expected to lead entire teams, certify others in their skills, and advise both engineers and command on critical operational matters.
Advising command too.
Yeah. It's a holistic development of competence that includes the crucial ability to guide, influence, and cultivate the next generation of experts.
It truly sounds like a robust system for verifying competence, one that moves far beyond mere classroom learning.
Definitely.
This emphasis on actual demonstrable skill must be paramount.
Precisely. The program operates on this philosophy that evidence is the difference between intention and readiness.
Evidence is the difference. I like that.
Yeah. And this philosophy drives every assessment method. For apprentices, they rely on simulation drills to build procedural confidence.
The simulations again.
Practicing battery handling, refining hole inspection techniques, all in a controlled environment. Journeymen undergo rigorous hands-on practical assessments.
Hands-on.
Focusing on diagnostics, telemetry interpretation, intricate configuration changes. For masters, the ultimate assessment is C-trial leadership.
The real deal.
The real deal, where they command a team, demonstrate flawless system integration, and provide the final readiness sign-off for a real-world mission.
And documentation.
Crucially, meticulous documentation audits are a critical component at all levels, ensuring discipline and compliance and the highest quality of reporting.
Makes sense. But truly, cementing this level of knowledge goes beyond matrices and formal assessments, right?
Absolutely.
To prepare for the unpredictable realities of subsea operations, the VICTA program introduces something brilliantly inventive, a gamified VICTA submarine crew training escape room.
Ah, the escape room. Yeah, that's a great example.
This isn't just a quirky team building exercise, is it?
No, not at all. If we connect this to the bigger picture, this escape room is specifically designed to prepare operators and crew for mission readiness, not just maintainers.
Operators and crew. Okay.
It makes learning incredibly engaging and high pressure, much like actual subsea operations.
Simulating the stress.
Exactly. It even ties into its own three-tier progression for operational excellence. Building basic systems knowledge, then advanced navigation and diagnostics.
And finally,
complex troubleshooting and leadership under pressure. It's about translating theoretical knowledge into instant, instinctual action under duress.
That's a fascinating approach. Tell us more about this escape room. What's the mission? What kind of challenges do they face that make it so effective?
Well, the primary goal for the crew is simple. Beat the clock.
Okay.
Solve a series of critical systems puzzles and successfully execute a surface to subsurface mission, all without exceeding a strict strike limit.
A strike limit. So mistakes have consequences.
Big consequences. You have only 20 minutes to complete 5 rooms with a mere 3 hints available for the entire mission.
20 minutes, 5 rooms, 3 hints. That's tight.
It truly simulates the cognitive and operational pressure of real-world scenarios where every decision carries immense weight.
Can you give an example?
Sure. For instance, in room 1, the pre-dive switch lock, you're frantically consulting an emergency quick card.
The quick card.
to set critical bus toggles to a specific on-off F on-off 10-10 pattern, a seemingly simple sequence that can trip up even experienced personnel under duress.
I can imagine.
In room 2, the navigation keypad, you have to quickly calculate and enter a 4-digit course code, like 4002.
Calculate it.
Derived from dynamic vessel performance parameters like max surface speed and subsurface range divided by 10, it tests not just knowledge, but quick, accurate application.
Application under pressure.
And then in room 5, the emergency surface SOP, you must correctly reorder critical life-saving steps.
Like what?
Like confirming crew on air, announcing distress on VHF CH-16, isolating non-essential power, and holding the emergency surface button for exactly 3 seconds.
Reorder is vital.
Absolutely vital, and it's all based on the emergency quick card doctrine.
This isn't just fun and games. It's about making crucial procedures muscle memory under immense pressure, forcing quick, accurate decision-making when the stakes are highest.
That's it.
It's experiential learning at its most intense.
Exactly. It reinforces the absolute importance of using critical resources like that emergency quick reference card under duress.
You have to know where to look fast.
Right. It also vividly demonstrates the immediate real-world consequences of errors, which ties directly back to the safety discipline cultivated in apprentice maintainers and the proactive problem solver mindset developed in journeymen. This kind of training is about embedding those lessons so deeply that they become instinct.
Making it second nature.
Precisely.
So what does all this mean for you listening in? Whether you're managing a team, maybe deeply engaged in learning a new complex skill, or perhaps just fascinated by how true excellence is forged in demanding fields.
Yeah, this raises an important question for anyone striving for mastery, doesn't it?
It does.
The Vikinta program offers a powerful blueprint. A way to build deep, reliable competence in any high-stakes field far beyond subsea operations.
A transferable model.
Definitely. It's about so much more than just checking boxes. It's about actively cultivating a robust culture of readiness, where every individual understands their critical role.
A culture of readiness.
So for you, the key takeaways are pretty clear, I think. First, recognize the immense power of structured, tiered progression.
That clear roadmap.
It provides a clear, aspirational roadmap for growth and achievement, fostering identity at each step. Second, embrace the critical importance of diverse assessment methods.
Not just tests.
Right. Ranging from realistic simulations to hands-on practicals and comprehensive leadership reviews, ensuring true, demonstrable competence.
Makes sense.
Third, consider the undeniable value of experiential, even gamified learning for cementing practical skills and decision-making under intense pressure.
Like the escape room.
Exactly. And finally, see how leadership and mentorship are strategically integrated at every single level, not just reserved for the top.
Woven throughout.
Ensuring a continuous cycle of knowledge transfer and development. As Ed Rafe himself states, at sea, the craft is alive. Readiness is a culture, not a checkbox.
Readiness is a culture, not a checkbox. That's powerful.
When that profound insight applies far beyond subsea vessels.
Absolutely. We've explored the rigorous 3-tiered journey of the Vikinta Maintainer Program today, from seeing the craft as an apprentice.
To anticipating it as a journeyman.
To truly owning it as a master. We've seen how detailed competency matrices meticulously map skill development at every level.
Mm-hmm, the structure.
And how incredibly engaging gamified experiences like the submarine escape room combine to forge exceptional skill and unwavering readiness, all under intense pressure.
Bringing it all together.
So as you go about your day, maybe consider how you can apply this multi-tiered, hands-on, and culture-driven approach to mastery in your own field or personal development.
Yeah, how does this apply to you?
How can you move beyond just understanding to truly owning your craft? What does it mean for you to not just check a box, but to cultivate a deep culture of readiness?